The Pocahontas County Commissioners have been seriously considering building a new courthouse annex on the site now occupied by the jail building. During the mail item portion of the August 3rd commission meeting, a letter was read from Benjamin M. Riggle, structural historian of the West Virginia Department of Arts, Culture, and History. In it, Riggle wrote that he and Susan Price of that agency met with County Commission President Walt Helmick and discussed the effect on the annex project of having the jail listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Riggle said the county jail and jailer's residence has been listed in the National Registry since 1994, and the jail building does not appear to qualify for any of the four reasons listed in the federal statute to be delisted from the National Registry, making delisting, in his opinion, impractical. Because the jail is listed, the use of any federal funding to build the annex on that site might be problematic. Riggle suggested the commissioners consider alternatives to expanding the courthouse. Helmick said Susan Price is willing to come to a future meeting to further discuss this. The commissioners still feel the jail site is the ideal location for the new annex building. During Hear Callers, Kara Rose talked about the public premiere of the 8 bicentennial trout statues, which will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on August 21st at Discovery Junction in Marlinton. The commissioners also voted a signature resolution in favor of the NTIA broadband grant application. They authorized a request for proposals to find an engineering company to study the present county-owned water and sewer systems that service PMH, Marlinton Middle School, and the State Police Barracks. The engineering firm will determine if those systems will accommodate new expansions on the hill there. If the determination is made that they won't, the firm will examine alternatives such as expanding the Marlinton Water and Sewer to the site or having the PSD build a system there. The commissioners discussed the effect of a new West Virginia statute which allows the county to take control of burned buildings that the owners received insurance payoffs from and then abandoned. Helmick said this could work well with his proposed demolition site at the East Fork Industrial Park, which is now just waiting for Department of Environmental Protection approval. Commissioner Rubinsky discussed what he learned while attending the commissioners' conference in Canaan, including the assessor's office advising the counties that American Rescue Plan funds can only be given to private groups if those groups have no alternative way to pay for their projects, and they talked about the audits on the use of PELP funds. The commissioners heard from Mark Smith of the PSD and approved the application for a small city's block grant to extend the water system to the Thornwood area. The commissioners also approved the following funding requests. Brian's Battery Incorporated, $750 to help fund the Droop Mountain Civil War reenactment on the second weekend in October. The Pocahontas Prevention Coalition, $5,000 to pay for a part-time position. And the Tucker Community Foundation, $4,000 for its Run For It fundraising event, which raises money for area nonprofit organizations in the county. In other actions, the commissioners appointed Josh Hardy to fill an unexpired term on the Libraries and Visitors Information Centers Board, appointed Jacqueline Hollinsworth to the Civil Service Board, authorized Mike O'Brien to purchase a new Unified Solutions digital 911 recording system at a cost of $22,925, approved the 911 Advisory Board's bylaws, and discussed three alternative solutions to stabilize the bank of the East Fork of the Greenbrier River in Frank. A decision on this will be made at a future meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.